Call the meeting to order. I'd like to welcome you to the Arizona Barbering and Cosmetology Board Meeting of September 15th, 2023, and invite you to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Let's do the roll call of the board members and the board staff, please.
A for board, it's Paul, he's here today.
Here.
Marshall Knox.
Present.
Randy Flores. Nick Goodman.
Present.
Hey.
Virtual there.
Hey, Nick.
Trista Guzman Glover.
Here.
Tracy Mayfield.
Here.
Brandon McFadden.
Present.
Chase Turenbeck.
Here.
Hey, Chase.
Howdy.
All right, our board staff. We have Frank Cavalli.
Present.
Kelly Shepherd.
Here.
Bruce Nguyen.
Present.
Rosa Rodriguez.
Here.
Carlos Torres.
Present.
Isabella Legowski.
Present.
Myself, Heather Santa Maria, and we have Helen Bordelange.
Present.
Lisa Chavez.
Here.
Keegan McConnell.
Here.
Alexandra Hill.
Here.
Kathy Bergeron.
Here.
Amelia Heredia is out front, and then we have right there. The IT systems. For legal counsel, we have Seamus Monaghan for Assistant Attorney General. And then for independent advisor, we have Mark Harris.
Morning.
Morning, Mark. Great, is that the end of that part? Thank you very much. All right, so in awareness, the board may vote to go into executive session, discuss personnel matters pursuant to ARS 38431.03, or to obtain legal advice pursuant to ARS 38431.03, but we'll do that at the end, I believe. Is that correct? At the end of the meeting?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, next thing up is discussion, consideration, possible action on approval of a regular board minutes for the August 18th, 2023 meeting. Do we have?
Do we have a motion regarding the minutes from August?
I move that we accept the minute from the August board meeting.
Thank you, Mark Knox.
Okay, we have a motion in a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, good.
It was stable.
Now we're up to conflict of interest. Does any board member have a conflict of interest in any case on the agenda? Hearing no response, but I assume we do not. Therefore, we'll move on. T, welcoming visiting barber and cosmetology students and instructors. I know we have instructors out there. Looks like we might have a student or two. So somebody volunteer to say, here's who I am and here's where I'm from.
Oh, I can.
Just stand right there and take yourself.
And I am from Fort Compton County, so it's me, and we are Director of Education, Director of Education, our firm council member.
All right. Guys, thanks for coming. We have another school, I'm sure. There we go.
Gateway Community College.
Gateway, good to see you.
David, another former study colleague.
Oh, good, thank you for coming.
He's the French, he's an academy president.
Great, well, that's a great participation. We really appreciate you being here. I think it's important for you to understand how we operate, so you can better realize that we're not over trying to chase you through the alleys and meet you. We're here to help you, we're here to support you. And all those stories you've heard are exaggerated a little bit, except not Mark. Rest of us are okay. All right. Well, again, thank you very much, and thank you all for coming, whoever is here that we didn't get to speak to. Let's move now to the executive director's report.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board. Since we're just a few moments behind, I'm going to try to blow through this as quick as I possibly can. Just a few minor updates since our August board meeting. We received from the governor's, or except the government accounting office, GAO, we received our final June financials. And as always, I have placed full copies of our financial statement summaries in the shared drive, which you may wish to look at in more detail. The June expense numbers do appear a little bit weird. I am in communication with GAO and it's due to some technical corrections that were made that made it appear. The good news about all of this is that we fully expended within dollars our appropriation amount for last year. So that's the good news out of all of this. Additionally, you will see on the slide in front of you that our board fund beginning July of 2022 was $15,638,665. And at the end of June, our ending fund balance was $15,454. So a $200,000 decrease over last year, which again is something that historically we've not been able to accomplish. It's a marching order the board gave me early on about we need to spend what we have before we can even consider talking about future requests. So that is all good news there from a financial standpoint. Our July and August financials, our quarterly allotment was $866,070. Our revenues for the month of July was $8,868, but in August it was $627,298. What I want to say about our revenues for this fiscal year, I think unfortunately we're going to have the opposite problem now this year. This is a opposite year on our renewals. And therefore, we are going to see significantly higher revenue this year. So we will spend our appropriation, but our board fund may come in at an increase this year due to the higher revenues. And again, our only authority is to spend up to our appropriation amount of $2,886,000 or so this year. So our expenses in July were $163,000, August was $285,000. Just out of fair warning and transparency, we have a number of quarterly bills that are being paid in the month of September. So you're going to see very high expenses for the month of September, just as a by way of recognition for you. Through August, which is 17% of the year, we are 15.5% expended to our appropriations. So I'm trying to keep track of that month over month. Some months we have higher expenses because we have three pay periods within a month, two times within the fiscal year, some of those types of things. So trying to keep that percentage known at this point. For our examination, we had 475 candidates tested on the written practical and with the 74% average passing rate. We have 584 candidates scheduled to take two tests from September 5th all the way out to January 13th at this point. 278 of those are written practicals. Of note, there are three are Cosmo Spanish, two are Nail Tech Spanish, and one is Barber Spanish. So trying to keep track of that demand for the Spanish test that we implemented in May, very, very candidates low at this point. In addition to that, we have 306 theory tests scheduled at this point. For our licensing update, I'm super, super excited to share where we are at on our licensing approval timeframes. And I do just want to stop right here and give public recognition to our licensing team who have been busting their you know what to accomplish these goals. And this is probably the first month where we haven't seen some kind of issue that created or a process item that has created that's not achieving a target. So if you look here, we're at 6.5 days on completed new examination applications. We're at 5 days on establishment applications, and we're at 12 days on reciprocity applications. The way we're looking at this data now is on those completed applications, someone might submit an application on the first of the month that is incomplete, and they may not provide us the information that we want until the end of the month. So while I see 12 days on reciprocity, the vast majority of those applications are being approved in that 4 or 5 day. It's those incomplete that end up complete within the month that are kind of skewing that to 12 days. Where I'm excited is even with that skew, we're well within the target of 14 days. And so I just have to stop and give significant appreciation to our licensing specialists who we've had to make a lot of adjustments on, a lot of process improvements, but they're doing an absolutely incredible job at this point. Again, disinformation there for you. There's a lot more data there for you. But again, in the interest of time, we're going to move on. For our customer care line, our customer care update for the month of August, we received 3,736 inquiries into this phone call inquiries into the organization with an average wait time of 8 minutes and 5 seconds and an average handle time of 5 minutes and 26 seconds. So our interaction time is 13 and a half minutes. My long-term goal is to get that to 10 minutes and what that means for us. To be very clear, that is the target, that is the future state target. What I'm excited to share with you here is we came down 10 seconds from July to August. So we are seeing progress, though we're not quite to that. All of that said, just a friendly reminder, it was 40 minutes in March of 2022. So huge, huge progress there. The reason to be very candid with the board and even our public folks in the room is we consistently hear, I called, they don't answer. I called, it was an hour waste. On average, that's not the case. The objective data shows otherwise. And I just want to point out to the public to continue and to the board to continue to see the fact that our small organization receives almost 4,000 calls a month. Okay. In addition to that, we received 491 email inbox inquiries. Those had a response time of less than 24 hours. Again, well within that target. I do want to point out this call center data. I forgot to point out the call center data for the month of August is actually 5 weeks of data. So even taking into account 5 weeks, we did see an average increase on our monthly call volume in the month of August, which we haven't been able to pinpoint quite exactly what's going on there yet. For compliance, again, I'm super proud of this team. They continue to march toward that average daily inspection of 8 per day. They are far exceeding that. They conducted, this incredible team, and conducted 494 routine inspections in the month of August. Huge, huge. I think that average was actually 10.2 a day. They conduct inspections 3 days a week with 2 days of office time to be able to process the paperwork, prepare for board meetings, those types of things. In addition to that, we received 73 what I'm now categorizing as consumer complaints. That means somebody who went to a license, well, went to an establishment, I won't say their license, went to an establishment to receive a service and something happened within that. We received 73 of those. For the month of August, it was really interesting. We only 23% of those actually had merit or had something that was within our purview to go and investigate. So that happened. In addition to that, we conducted 29. On top of all of that, we conducted 29 additional investigations. And the investigations are typically as a result of the consumer complaints. I'm also excited to share this year's goal is getting and reaching the state more broadly. We are a statewide organization. We do have statewide licensees. In the month of August, we had members of the compliance team in Lake Havasu, Kingman, Yuma, and Sholo. So I'll continue to report that publicly into the board that we are now starting to make our get out to those other communities as well. I think I forgot to mention, and it's really important from a strength-based standpoint, of the 494 inspections that were conducted in the month of August, 86% of those establishments were compliant. I think that's huge. I think that's really great. And we want to, at some point, we'll start strategizing how do we increase that, but I actually think that's really good overall. Quick update on rulemaking. The only change that has happened since last month, and I'm going to keep this in until we're done, the only update is that our notice of proposed rulemaking was posted by the Secretary of State's office on August 25th. We are now, all the future dates continue to be tentative, so our proposed public comment period will be October 2nd to October 31st. That is 30 full days. With the oral proceedings happening at the tail end of that. But we did the date in such a manner to allow the public to have 5 additional days beyond the public, the oral proceedings to provide additional written feedback to those rules at this point. Hopefully we get the notice of final rules completed with the Secretary of State in November. it'll go to GIRC. We're hoping to have a GIRC meeting in December. So that's where it starts, those timelines start to get a little bit out of our control. So we're really, we are marching towards an anticipated issuance of those final rules in March of 24. At this point, here are our future six meeting dates. I'm not seeing any major conflicts from like a school calendar standpoint, a holiday standpoint. I was actually pleasantly surprised, selfishly and pleasantly surprised that March 15th is not my kid's spring break this year. So we won't have a conflict for me. So again, selfish. There is one more thing that is not really on the agenda, but I am going to take the latitude to do some employee recognition this morning. And I did not place it on the agenda because I wanted it to be a complete surprise for the individual that I'm going to discuss this morning.
On your
bar, sorry. It is of no action for the board, Mr. Assistant Attorney General. I have to recognize our very own Rosa Rodriguez again this month, and I am very excited because when I started, I know I shared, I had the incredible opportunity to become an advanced leadership program graduate from the Ken Blanchard school, if you will. And that was something I wanted to implement with our leadership team here. And I'm really excited to share today that Rosa Rodriguez is the first member of our leadership team since I have been here to successfully complete her coursework for the advanced leadership program with Blanchard. And I wanted to quickly give her a certificate, which I'll just hold it for now, but a certificate of graduation for her completion of that coursework. So thank you, Rosa. You're doing a great job. With that, I will turn it back to you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Great. All right, so we'll move into the complaint review. There we go, see Rosa work.
So are we going to do the step two, or do you want us because of the 9th?
Consent agenda.
Yeah, just consent agenda. I think first section, certain on. Where are we? 9:30 is up now. Anyway, time zone for the charts.
So we can go ahead and run through the consent agenda items, Rosa.
Okay.
For step one, A, denial, application denials, we have two. And that would be 98478, Pam Min Lee, a cosmetology reciprocity applicant. I would ask the board to deny or grant licensure upon acceptance of consent agreement to assess civil penalties of $250 for work required to obtain the license or take other non-disciplinary action. There's the chronology for his case. So on October 13, 2022, the board office received Tam Min Lee cosmetology reciprocity application. Part of the requirement is that the applicant reads the Arizona statutes and rules, and according to the Arizona Administrative Court Code Rule 410-106E, an individual should not practice cosmetology until the individual received and posted license that affects the employment. On October 23rd, four staff requested missing information from the application. He needed the verification of licensure from the state of California. On May 12, 2023, board investigator went to Cherry Nelson's office to investigate an online complaint received on October 15, 2022, alleging the establishment was allowing unlicensed individuals to perform services without a proper license. During the investigation, the owner of the establishment stated that she had two individuals performing services without proper license. Both individuals held California manicurist license. Pam Min Lee was one of the individuals found performing services on a client. On October 25th, 2023, board office received the certification of licensure from the state of California, and the application is complete.
Any questions from the board about the purchase forward? We have a motion from the board.
Should we do them together or should we do them separately?
Are they the same group?
It's not the same group, but it's all.
It's basically the same.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The allegations.
So is it fair to say that 98487 is the same dialogues?
Yes. He also was found performing services in a nail.
Okay.
Establishment, and he did not have a license. He did submit a reciprocity application for nail technology, and his application is also complete.
Okay. All right. So regarding cases number 9478 and 9487, do we have a motion?
I move that we accept staff recommendation to deny the license or grant licensure upon acceptance of a consent decree for cases 98478 and 98487.
Member Kuzma, would you like to grant, would you like to offer the consent agreement for licensure, or do you want to deny?
Oh, sorry. Grant licensure upon acceptance. Sorry, okay. Yeah.
Goodman, second.
Okay, we motion in a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? All right, so unanimously, we could accept both 98478 and 98487.
Step 1C, recommended dismissal. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, all cases listed under Step 1C, recommended dismissal, have been reviewed according to board parameters, and we would ask the board to consider staff recommendations or take other non-disciplinary action.
Okay, does any board member have a question about any of the cases in Step B? No questions. Does the board member have a motion regarding Step B?
I move that we accept staff recommendations under Step 1B.
Second, Marshall Mouse.
Motion in a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing no opposition, we accept all the staff recommendations for all the cases in Step C. Steve, please.
Step 1C, non-disciplinary concerns. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, all cases listed under Step 1C, recommended non-disciplinary concerns, have been reviewed according to board parameters, and we would ask the board to consider staff recommendations or take other non-disciplinary action.
Does the board have any questions about Step C? Any case in Step C? Any additional information needed? If not, is there a motion regarding Step C, Kate?
I move that we accept the staff recommendation with Step 1C to recommend a non-disciplinary letter of concern.
All right, we have a motion in a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Is there any opposition? All right, unanimously accept the staff recommendations on all cases in Step 3D.
Step 1D, recommended informal interviews for the negotiation term. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, all cases listed under Step 1D, recommended for informal interview with negotiation terms, have been reviewed according to board parameters, and we would ask the board to consider staff recommendations or seek other non-disciplinary actions.
All right, again, does the board have any questions about any of the cases in Step D? Anything to be reviewed? Hearing no questions, do we have a motion regarding Step C cases?
Chief Von Glover moves that we accept staff recommendations under Step 1D for recommended informal interview or negotiation.
Okay, we have a motion in a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Like everybody, does anyone oppose? All right, then unanimously we have to do that recommendation on all Step D cases. Good, well done. All right, now we're going to go to Step 6.
6A.
Pardon?
6A.
All right, so I'll try to read through this. The board may go into executive session for the purpose of obtaining legal advice from the board's attorney on any of the agenda items under Step 3 pursuant to ARS 38431.03A3. The board may vote to go into executive session discussion of therapeutic records exempt by law from public inspection, including the receipt and discussion of information or testimony as confidential by the state or federal law on all agenda items under step three pursuant to ARS 38-431-03A2. This is a time scheduled for the board's consideration of the state's motion deem allegations admitted in case number 96875 and 96876. Is the state represented?
Yes, thank you, Chair, members of the board, Assistant Attorney General Shane McMonagle, and representing the state today.
Is the licensee present? Hearing no response. A motion deem allegations admitted was filed by the state and a copy was mailed to the licensee at their last known address on record with the board. In the state's motion, it says that a complaint to note the hearing was mailed to licensee at their last known address, 30 days passed, and no answer was filed by the licensee. Does the state wish to make oral argument?
Actually, there is a preliminary issue with the draft back and forth and Jacobs and the kind of moral argument.
Service.
Thank you, board members. There is a consent agreement that was received this morning. You should have it. This consent agreement would essentially resolve this issue in the same way that you would resolve the issue, the voluntary surrender, which is effectively a revocation of that establishment place. The state would respectfully request that you do accept this, as opposed to the motion to deem, which resulted in a board order, which is appealable. This is not, until it effectively ends the issue today, if you accept it.
Okay. All right, so let's move to that. Do we have a motion regarding this request by the state?
Essentially, we just ask that you accept the consent agreement.
Right, we have to make a motion or we accept that.
I group my member Guston Glover move that we accept the consent agreement.
And Mr. Chairman, members of the board, can we add to that motion and to vacate the hearing?
And vacate the hearing.
Thank you.
So I move to accept the consent decree and vacate the motion in case of 96875, 96875.
Thank you.
Motion.
I second it. Brandon McFadden, several seconds.
Multiple seconds. All in favor, say aye.
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 Hearing no opposition, the board accepts the state's recommendation. We appreciate your work.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're now ready. Review, discussion, and possible action on random inspection with board order and consent agreement pursuant to ARS 32572A9. First case being 97771, Mirabella Studio 256, STOS 26253. Kathleen Hamilton, license number 11001820.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, on case number 9771, at the January 2023 board meeting, respondent appeared and voluntarily answered questions just asked by the board. The board moves to assess a civil penalty of $250 and was placed on a probationary period of 6 months with random inspections to be conducted. Respondent accepted the terms of the consent agreement by signing the consent agreement and paying the civil penalty. On August 10, 2023, board investigator Helen Bordelon conducted a random inspection and she will be reporting her findings.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Bagley, members of the board. My name is Helen Bordelon. On August 10th, I went to Mirabella Studios in Wilcox, Arizona to do a follow-up inspection on as per requested by the board. At that time, there was the owner was not present, but there was a licensed stylist working at the time. During my inspection, I found the establishment license had expired on June 21st of 2023. And the licensee that was working, her license had also expired on June 23rd of 2023. I found foiled workstation, nail dust, nail clipping, trash, nail drilled it in the salon station, uncovered tools, nail clippers, and the shampoo bowls again were dirt. And these are consistent with the lab report. Please feel free to take a look at the photos. And if you have any questions, I will be happy to answer.
Are there any more questions?
The licenses remain expired. Sorry, as I say.
They expired in June. When did you go and do this again? Sorry.
The second one was August 10th of 2023.
Okay.
And for clarity, you left them a report saying this is what I have.
Yes, sir.
So there's no question that they understand.
Correct.
Do we have any questions from the board or our investigator?
What is the recommendation?
Is there any history? Mr. Bailey, Tracy Maple, this infection that was on August 10th was because of the original, correct. So that would be considered the reason why. No prior history to this initial investigation, if that helps.
Mr. Chair, so our options would be to ignore it or possibly send it to a hearing again?
For violation of a board order.
Violation of board order, okay.
Yeah, I think we need to talk about it. Why would it?
I don't think it's the most. I just need to make sure that I'm just trying to find what the recommendation is.
Then I just asked that.
Right.
I just asked that. We have to either ignore it and, or we send it back to the hearing for violation of board order.
I recommend.
It's not in there, but yeah, I have to.
Got it.
So do we have a motion from the board related to this case?
Guzman Glover moved that we send it to a hearing for violation of the board order.
Live meeting where they're here.
A live meeting where they're here.
Do we have a second?
Second, Marshall Knox.
The motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
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 You any opposed? All right, unanimously, we passed the 9771. That we move this for hearings like here, where we have a chance to talk to them, find out why we're dealing with lives and where we are, see whether they can bring it up. That's great. All right. Let's look in there, please. Our case number 98121, Yana Cohen. Correct. License 184-28275.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, I do apologize, but this case was agenda in the wrong section. This case, I just wanted to see if you would rescind the previous motion because it was the initial phone hearing. The respondent did not show at the July 21st board meeting because she had surgery that day. She called and left a message. Unfortunately, I didn't listen to my messages on time. I was just gonna ask if you could rescind the previous motion and issue a disciplinary letter of concern. She was found with operating in an unlicensed establishment. She did submit the application and it was approved and she's licensed now.
So I'll make a motion, obviously, number 98121 to rescind the previous order by the board and instead to issue a disciplinary letter of.
Non-disciplinary.
Was it disciplinary or not? Well, it has to be disciplinary, I think, because we already said she did something.
A letters of concern or non-disciplinary?
We have.
We have.
Never
mind. I apologize.
Okay.
Right. So that's my motion.
Sorry, Marshall Knox.
The motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? All right. So unanimously, we move this to a disciplinary letter of concern.
Thank you.
Appreciate your solving else.
Thank you.
All right, the review discussion possible action on Barbara instructor applicant pursuant to ARS 32-323. Barbara African is our case number. Today, Juan Martinez. Yeah, sorry.
I got that. Mr. Chair, members of the board, I'm Bruce Gueno. I am presenting a application 00936-0948. This is for Jose Juan Martinez, who is a barber from out of the country and applying for life insurance in Arizona. Per statute 32-322, state that the applicant who holds a valid license or authorizing documents attractive barbering issued by another country and whose presence in the United States is authorized under federal law. Three of the requirements are that the board determined that the applicant is proficient in bartering, which all the submissions were in the drive. The applicant complete at least 350 hours of education at a school or program that is licensed pursuant to this chapter, and that the applicant signed the document stating that the applicant has read and understands the requirements of this chapter. To this date, Jose Martinez has provided the official verification of licensure, experience, and education of barbering from their incoming country. They have completed the 350 hours at Arizona Licensed Barber School and has submitted the application with all the submissions required by the Arizona Barbering and Cosmetology Board.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, any questions? I have no questions or a motion.
A motion that we accept the barber application for Jose Juan Martinez.
I can't, who's my lover?
A motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? All right, unanimously, we accept the recommendation to issue this license. All right. So leading along here, we're now at section 7. It is now 9:53 a.m. on September 15th, 2023. This is the time and place scheduled for the board's review of cases scheduled for an informal interview pursuant to ARS 32573. My name is Board Chair Gary Begley. The other board members will now introduce themselves and indicate whether they're public members or professional members.
Tiffany Monglover, public member.
Marshall Knox.
Professional member. Tracy Mayfield, professional member.
Brandon McFadden, professional member.
Yeah. Nick Goodman, public member.
Chase.
Chase Turrentine, public member.
Well done. Also present are the board's executive director, Frank Galli, and the board's attorney, Seamus Monahan. Yes, sir. Thank you. From the Arizona Attorney General's Office. When your case is called, unmute your phone by pressing star 6. Please be aware that we have read all the materials submitted. In order to give everyone the same opportunity to address the board, we ask those speaking not to take time repeating the information the board's already received. You and your legal counsel, if applicable, collectively will be given time to address the board equal to the time until you present the investigative report, or 5 minutes, whichever is greater. The board has a stability policy, and we request that all participants conduct themselves in a professional manner, or we will stop. Once the board concludes this discussion with the parties, it will move into deliberation. While the parties are free to stay and listen to the deliberation, we ask that you respect the fact that we are now discussing the case amongst ourselves, the board, and request you not interrupt that process. We'll now swear in the staff. At this time, I swear in our staff members will be testifying today. Will the following compliance members please stand and raise your right hand? Rose Rodriguez, Ellen Bordelon, Lisa Chavez, Keegan McConnell, Alexandra Hill, and Kathy Bergeron. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, Rosa Rodriguez.
I do, Keegan McConnell.
I do, Alexandra Hill.
I do, Kathy Bergeron.
I do, Ellen Bordelon.
I do, Lisa Chavez.
Well done, thank you. Before we begin, I want to advise everyone that this proceeding is being recorded. Accordingly, it is important that everyone speaks loudly and clearly, and that only one person speaks at a time. To ensure we have an accurate record, please state your name each time before you speak. The purpose of this informal interview is to inquire into the facts and circumstances of the case and to decide the outcome. The licensees have received notice informing them of these matters to be discussed today in the process for the informal interview and the possible actions the board may take. All right, Kate, thank you, Ken. It's our first case. Will be case number 98463. John Ivy Nails, SNT 19427. John Ivy Nails, LLC owner. Ivy Chow Tran, license 518-00575 and 318-01104 member. Ms. Chavez, you are apparently involved in this. Would you please?
Mr. Chairman, this is Rosa Rodriguez, compliance administrator. And at the August 18, 2022 board meeting, the board moved to open a new complaint against this respondent. They had they were violating a board order on case number 97915, 97916, and you requested for an informal interview for the respondent to appear.
Good. All right. So before we start, would you please, Ms. Guerra, we're referring to testimony of today to the whole truth and state your name, please.
Ivy Children,
And this is your partner?
Yeah.
Right, your maker, yes. Okay, please have a seat. Thank you. Did you swear that testimony of the state your name?
Yes.
I know. It's scary stuff. All right, so what we're going to do is I'm going to have our investigator describe the case. I'm going to then get questions from the board. Then I'm going to come back to you and ask questions so that you can help us understand your side of it. And then we may get questions from the board. And then we'll go into deliberations. Okay? All right. Ms. Chavez.
Good morning, Chairman Dunkley and members of the board. My name is Lisa Chavez. On July 25th, 2023, upon entering the establishment to conduct a random inspection, I witnessed two male types, one female and one male, that were providing pedicure services to two clients. The respondent, Ivy Tran, recognized me and said something to the nail tech. They quickly ran out the back door of the salon and did not return during the rest of the inspection. The result of the inspection was unsatisfactory due to sanitation and licensing violations. The following violations were: Ivy Tran stationed floor had nail dust on equipment inside the door, no wet disinfectant setup. Inspection was conducted around 4 p.m. Unenclosed towels at the sink, and the two unlicensed individuals that were found providing services to the client. No identification was provided. You will see the photographs attached to this report. I provided the owner and manager with an inspection report and educated them on the violation before reading. If you have any questions, we'll be happy to address them.
Do the board have any questions? That's good.
And this is the, it was inspected based on the information I already have.
That is correct.
Any other questions? Nick or Chase, any questions? All right. Now, you have had an opportunity to review this complaint. So we know why we're here?
Yes.
Okay. So, and you heard what she said?
Correct.
We had sanitation problems. We had unlicensed operators, it appears. Can you explain? Is there information you want to give us?
So, as we tested, we come back after not the location, but just the finally, you know, we said from 3G messages that for the first to come back after, you know, long time for the show.
We've been closed a lot of the summer, unfortunately. It's been tough to find anybody.
And I come back going to Massachusetts, just for this, that my family has a problem with emergency, you know, and I come back exactly the day before that day. I opened the shop that day at 12 o'clock because I had the phone call from around 3 days before that one. Two people want to come in working. I'm really, you know, happy and glad that people will help me working for sure. And at the end, they had the lights on or not. They get it. Yeah. They get it. And I said, okay. But so, because I can
Did directly, you see any lights?
No, because they're not coming yet.
They hadn't come into the shop. They arrived about literally 2 hours before we usually got there for her. But, yeah.
Yeah. And when I opened the shop, then they didn't show up. They didn't come in. They didn't stop by or calling. I don't know if they come in or no. And around, you know, almost 2 hours before they are coming, I have a lot. And they come in, and then you know, look where I had the customer. So I said, "Oh, can you open the pedicure and wait to work?" And you know, that's my call. Actually, I have to, you know, look like hell, they have to give me the license and everything first. Just because that's called the community, the dynamic community, I trust them first. I'm sorry about that. So they're ready to work, they're not working yet. They're not working on the customer yet, they're ready. So Lisa come in and checking, and I saw like hackers people coming and not in appointment. So I asked him, maybe you know this way they bought, you know, had the people come in and inspect. Of course, you know, we have the like I'm not I tell them, can you guys please, you know, decode, you know, need it right then because you will check in and everything.
That's what you said in Vietnamese, them is when you go back next door to the hotel and get your license. So that we can provide the police that effectively they never returned. They didn't have the license. They were in the process of transferring it, which is what they texted her, which is what I then told Lisa.
I called them. I tried to call them. I had by my when I work on the customer.
So,
and I checked them and I didn't answer. I don't know what happened. You know, that's really, really bad situation. And after that one, I got the text message around, I think it was 40 minutes after that. And that's a, it's like, yeah, I had the license. It says, yeah, please, so just come back. Yeah, license, yeah. I kept them there, I didn't know, but they changed from another
state. They
were you guys, you know, it's not cool, it's my shop, but that's my fault. I had to check before.
Right, so we have some sand tape violations, which are clearly operating problems. Right. We're not doing what we should be doing. The people part of it, obviously, you have that responsibility.
We do have an operator, a licensed technician now who is licensed in the state of Arizona. We effectively found a good employee who is helping us. And we did work quite diligently to correct everything on Lisa's list. And I did send her emails with pictures and everything addressing all the concerns. Our license has been updated since last time. IG's license has been renewed. We effectively tried to correct everything on the list, especially with Lisa's help.
It's already helping a lot.
It
touched which one
that's a good option. And really, the communicator, too, getting it back and forth with us. So I appreciate that. A lot of time we were here, we were directed to a gentleman who never returned any of our phone calls or emails. I don't see him here today.
An employee of ours.
Yeah. And I effectively stated that belief, too. We reached out to him multiple times. He never responded to any of our help or any of our requests for help.
Well, they're both very good. Very conscientious about their work and they'll help you. We do have the problem of the unlicensed operators and the reputation issue now. You reviewed the photos that they're talking about.
And they email me on the beginning of the week and they showed me that they have their towels and clothes. They have a wet disinfectant station. The stations have been wiped down and wiped down on the inside, so they're up to compliance.
Okay. All right, that's a good improvement. We need to protect the public, and it requires that to be done, so that's a good thing. we're dealing with that, then the question of these people, and I understand what you're saying about that, but it's still your legal right, or your responsibility there. Yeah. All right, so does the board have any questions about this?
The past infraction to this form?
In history of this date, how they're in probation.
Yeah, they did have sanitation issues, and then they were operating with an unlicensed establishment, but they did come into compliance with that. They submitted the application. The application was approved. They do have a license for the establishment. So they did come into compliance with that. The issue was that when Lisa went in out to conduct the random inspection, they were in violation of the board.
Did we have an issue before with unlicensed operators?
Not unlicensed operators, it's just the unlicensed establishment. The business itself.
Would you say at this stage that you feel like you were trying to come into compliance?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think our recent improvements and what we've done to do that have shown that. I would hope that, that we've communicated with them rather than legal.
Quick question for you. Who were you trying to communicate with before?
Mr. Griffiths, I think. The gentleman with the long nails.
John A. Griffin.
Yeah, he had nice nails. But unfortunately, he took multiple phone calls, multiple emails, and no response.
I'm waiting for him around 2 weeks after, that. The license and everything. And we try, so many ways. After that, we have to, pay for, the legal help for that month. And until the end of June, we have to come back. But I can work that time because my family, has a problem.
Yeah, we were going to close the majority of summer.
The help that was needed, though, for the licensure, that all got taken care of.
Right.
So.
Right now, the big issue is the employment.
We have a license to take down with us, though, and he is 100% licensed in the state of Arizona. We have no operators who are operating a license.
So the only issue we kind of have, is the fact that you came in before,
right?
Because of the issues,
right?
And we told you, hey, I remember Gary specifically saying, you guys need to be on top of this,
right?
Make sure, as a business owner, that you're you guys are in compliance and keeping this patient. I kind of remember this from last time. So,
they did acknowledge when she did come out for investigation of things, we're definitely cleaner. We were definitely trending the right direction. We were working much harder. We did get our licenses in order. We got our salon license establishment redone. So, we definitely made those rides, but now I feel like we're definitely.
So, the license part. Well, I'm looking at the sanitation,
right?
That's my biggest.
Yeah, because it's the same similar issues that we had before.
I was going to say, based on our recent improvements, too, I don't feel that there any came out at this point. We are definitely hitting everything on each of the press that she has recommended. I sent detailed emails with pictures of everything, so.
We come out 30 days to see what is there now.
Well, right now, we just go discussion.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
People running out of spots to be your 500.
And what about 30 again?
Thank you. Question: are they able to do this? Are they able to run it? Thank you.
How long have you been in business?
Yeah, 4 years back.
4 years.
We just appreciate the opportunity. And anybody to that stuff. Thanks for that. I just recently came on just before the last meeting.
Yeah, it's a lawyer.
Yeah, and I've tried hard to get everything in order now, and it's taken a little longer than it should have. And certainly the two employees that were on license was no excuse. There is, but it's not a good one, and we understand that. But we've taken the necessary steps to make sure that we'll never have to turn.
It is, I think it's a big thing here. presented to us in our situation.
Mr. Chair, Lisa, would you agree that from the first inflection to this inflection, it's all trending in the correct direction? There were still issues, obviously, but.
Yes, there are still issues, but they were more in compliance.
Okay.
In the very first, yes.
Okay.
Correct.
I agree, that's what they're walking there.
Now, our son is sick of COVID at home by himself today, too. We made the 2-hour drive from Sedona. We knew this was the most important thing in our life. Keep our life ahead going. All right, let's go somewhere with this.
I move that we adopt the factual allegations and the alleged violation.
Findings of facts.
The findings of fact.
Conclusion of law.
Yes. And conclusion of law.
All right, do we have a motion regarding finding that conclusion of law? Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I'm.
You can take unanimously. Now, for business planning.
I move that we have closed the following agenda firm. As a consent agreement, I mean, with my understanding that here, there should be a fine of $1,260.
Rosa, would you use the parameters?
For allowing it, and it would be $250 per individual.
$250.
And then what about the?
That depends on, because it's the second violation. It's up to you if you want.
I'm leaning toward, I would like to make the motion for $1,260 in fine and probation again.
Do you want to do that in the consent, or do you want to order that at this point? You could call, you could say based on the violation of the board order, we are going to issue an order for what you just stated, if you want. It doesn't have to be.
I'd like to, either that or provide my rights. I would like to issue that order.
A motion, do we have a second?
Second that. Right in fact.
Can I get clarity on what proportion of what, yes?
I would like to impose a $1,250 fine, not closing the one at this point, but moving, check them again.
Probation.
As on the probation and then re-inspection.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, 30 days.
30 days.
And then how long for probation? 12 months. The recommendation for staff.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would say we'll see where they're at in 30 days, right?
Well, if you could order the probation for 12, there's issues during that period, you can extend the probation.
All right, so we have a motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
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 We should do a roll call since we're ordering discipline.
Because obviously I'm losing it.
Yeah.
We should do roll call.
Okay, Gary Binkley.
Name.
Marshall Knott.
Aye.
Jerry D'Amico.
Aye.
Brendan McFadden.
Aye.
Cynthia Goodman Glover.
Nay.
Nick Goodman.
Aye.
Trey Turrentine.
Aye.
Okay, majority of the board rules that we are issuing a new consent agreement.
Order.
Ordering a new agreement, rather, I'm sorry, it's not a consent.
Yep.
So we're issuing an order for you to stay on probation, to be re-inspected in 30 days, and have a $1,260 fine payable within, I assume, a year.
Within, yeah, the term of the probation, with the recommendation.
Term of the probation, so at least this month, obviously, is probation.
12.
12 months, okay, 12 months, so within a year. And we need you not to come back. We don't want to stay clean. Every night before you go home, clean that plate out, take that responsibility, go up on the board website and check the lights done. Yeah. Thank you, Hassan. You'll get paperwork related to this.
Good luck.